You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hey, Apple. Apple. Hey. Hey, Apple. Hey. Apple. Hey, Apple. Hey, Apple. Apple. Hey. Hey, Apple.
What? What? What is it?
Aren't you glad I didn't say apple again?
Yeah, that joke was funny the first 400 times you said it.
Hey, Apple.
What?
You look fruity.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Hey, Apple.
What?
Can you do 10 push-ups in 10 seconds?
What kind of question is that? I don't even have arms. How am I going to do one push-up?
Hey.
What?
Hey, Apple.
What?
Can you do this?
No.
Try it.
No, stop it. Okay, you've made your point. Stop it. Would you please be quiet? For crying out loud, would you stop yammering for longer than 3 seconds? I can't even hear myself think.
Hey, Apple.
What?
Knife.
Huh?
Ooh. Oh, I warned you.
Ow.
Oh, that looks like it hurts.
No!
Tried to warn him. Hey, Pear.
Oh, God.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara. Buzz Burbank. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
Enjoyed across America and in 148 countries around the world. From the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. R.E.M. should have played the song a little slower than we would have had time. And I have to apologize. Apparently, I gave the wrong date yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't notice.
Yeah, I got lots of comments. So today is not March 19th.
Nor is it 1954.
No, today is the 22nd of March, 2011.
Yet none of us caught up with that.
No, because we're all very excited just to be
That's true.
Yeah.
That's right.
And also, we recorded yesterday's show on Thursday. Not really. We are over 5.5 million downloads and still growing every day. Welcome to the big show.
Welcome.
We're joined by Oscar Santana, as
Hello
always.
Hello there.
Buzz Burbank and Mark Ronick. Mike has postponed his appearance until tomorrow.
He's apparently vacationing.
Sure, and who doesn't love a vacation? And I will say, first off, I was pleased to see you laugh at the Annoying Orange. Now, are you familiar with the Annoying Orange?
I am not, and I don't know what that's from, but I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Have you seen the Annoying Orange?
I have seen it, but I had not heard this rendition of the Annoying Orange.
That's the first edition. That was the first episode of the Annoying Orange. And my father, who, as you know, between jobs, has gone on a huge Annoying Orange jag.
I've seen that on Facebook. I've seen you and your dad go out
with the
orange.
And there are dozens of episodes. And I recommend you go onto Facebook, the YouTube, and just search Annoying Orange and kill an afternoon.
And you too will have an orange crush.
Exactly. It's a fun thing.
I liked it, and a couple of them are hilarious, but it's almost scary for me.
It is upsetting.
The thing looks scary.
The first thing my dad said when he saw it, he said, I'm uneasy with it.
Oh, my gosh.
It makes me uneasy.
You know what it reminds me of? Did anybody see House last night? I may be people who
I think you're the only one left.
I can't spoil it for you, but this is not like any episode you've ever seen before.
Is it a musical?
And it all goes down in like the last 5 seconds
of
the show.
Does someone get sick and he solves the problem?
Wow.
It's true.
I hope he's not rude to his patients.
Sounds like every house.
I hate that.
No, there's a lot more going on in this one. And there's a surprise at the end.
I watch House. I think House comes on the USA Network on reruns.
You're right.
Yeah, and I'll watch it then. I just never watch it on primetime.
Do you ever watch the German version, Haus? H-A-U-S? Also very good, yeah.
Great show, though.
I think they've recognized the fact that people are on to what they do, which is...
They're on to it?
It's a medical mystery show, and every week they solve a medical mystery.
It's no different than Quincy.
But they're looking for ways now, clearly, to spice it up, you know, to make it different and interesting and a little twisted and a little odd and give you something you're not expecting, and they certainly did that last night.
Okay.
I recommend it.
Do you find Cuddy hot?
Alternately, but mostly not.
About her drives me. I think she's
is that
great.
His boss?
Yeah,
yeah.
And now,
yeah,
his,
yeah, I think she's very attractive. Yeah.
Now
she
his is, lover.
But, oh, I did not know. Yeah, that. Not that far in.
You watched the rerun.
Yes.
Last night, House got married to someone else, though. But I'll say no more.
What? That's spoiler alert.
No, not
Buzz.
At all. It doesn't spoil
I'm
it at all.
I'm going to come in tomorrow and tell you what happened on Hawaii 5-0.
Doesn't spoil
what's,
it at all.
What's the story with Mike? And please, no one kiss ass. No one. You know, cover for him.
Well, no. I think
the
Mark-
story was yesterday that he was supposed to come on yesterday.
Right.
And then when we got here, he didn't come on yesterday.
Well, yesterday there really were computer issues because I was talking
problems.
To RJ.
Bottom line.
Yeah.
But couldn't he just get on the phone and call? He doesn't need a computer to call.
That's what we were going to do today.
Okay. Well, regardless. And then today he was supposed to call. And mind you, he's on vacation, so he doesn't have to do anything.
That's right.
What's the story today?
Today, RJ and I were working all morning to make sure everything was going to work.
Yes.
And about 5 minutes before we started, I got a text from RJ that said Mike would rather do this tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
But I think I smell what you smell.
No, I don't care. I mean, at the end of the day, the man's on vacation. God bless him. He shouldn't have to have ties to do something
that's,
like this.
That's rule number one.
But
he's on vacation.
I will say that if you say you're going to do something, you should do it.
Unless.
And I live by those rules as well.
What about what about the magic of the tease?
The magic of the tease. 2 days of a tease.
Sure.
You know what? Please.
You're thinking like a Jew.
But yes. I think what could be.
He's also thinking underneath Mike's tuchus.
No. I think what happened is the magic of the tease is making Mike think, you know what? If I'm still asleep 20 minutes before showtime, let's carry the tease out a little longer.
I'm truly not mad.
Because he was snoozing rather late.
It would not be appropriate if we didn't give him a little S about this because you know it would be DEFCON 5
for
us.
Well, the thing that we must save the S until tomorrow.
Because
the S is no good if we don't give it to
that's
him.
True. Does this come from your philosophy, Oscar, that if a girl leads on once, that's okay, but twice, that's it, you're done?
No, it's the philosophy. Out of the
so Mike is a girl now.
It's it's not my conf. It's Mike conf, and it says that if you say you're going to do something for your radio show, do it, or don't say you're going to do it.
Well, we can address this when he joins us tomorrow or Thursday or Friday or Monday when he returns if he makes it.
That's true.
It's not like we're launching a rocket.
By the way,
I don't like that.
I am setting myself up to when I don't do anything.
True.
You guys are more than welcome.
You always do lots.
You're more than welcome.
It was never you not being there. It was trying to get past the front desk that was hard.
I always follow up. Follow.
I had a bad start to the day because, as we all agreed, we're going to get here early this week because Mike's not here.
Yes.
And you're getting here earlier than normal.
I would say earlier. Earlier is by a minute, maybe.
And I even have been doing well, but they closed my road today, and frankly, I don't care for it because I got the good shortcut. I turn where the fence is made of bicycles.
What is your road?
It's the Portner Road.
I don't know that, but for the people listening right now.
Okay, it's not this road. It's this road. It's the one that, it's the intersection where Mike
lives. No, I understand that, but it's your access road to Mike's house.
Right, and it allows me to circumvent, skip, if you will, all the traffic in bustling downtown Manassas because you go through the newspaper district, the theater district, the restaurant district, the Diamond District.
Which is shocking because that whole district,
Little Bolivia,
I think, is a quarter mile.
But it takes 5 minutes off your trip.
It really does. It's a very handy street.
And a lot more if you still try to go through the sign that say road closed.
That's why.
Which I did.
That's why we have a complaint.
So I turned left.
Portner's complaint.
Yeah, I said. So, great joke 30 years ago.
Wouldn't it have been?
Yeah, really.
I wish I'd been there.
So I get to the light and it says road closed. Yes. And I say, well, drat. But then someone turns in there anyway.
Is that really what you said?
It sounded
from
like
30
that.
Years ago.
Yeah, exactly. After Buzz made the joke.
Doggone it.
Yes.
What?
I don't know.
Gall darn it. Yeah. So, but someone went through the cones onto the road closed. Yeah. I said, you know what? Maybe the road's not really closed. So I went down there, and you know what? It was closed. Very, very close. And there was really no way even to get out without doing a horrible illegal U-turn.
You know what? I used to be your guy where if there was a little gap and there were cones, maybe they meant that gap to be open and they just wanted everybody to know that something was happening.
No, respect the cones.
Yeah. If you're a construction worker and you see what you're you see Rob Spiewak driving down what is your construction site that has already been blocked off.
Well, their initial thought is the foreman is coming.
Yeah, what? I'm sure. You'd have to have some sort of high-end pickup, I think. You can't drive in your vehicle.
You know what?
Think the Foreman's
if
there.
I still had the Tahoe, I might be able to pull the Foreman.
Did you get the stop, the stair? What'd you get?
I stopped on my own because there was no getting through.
You realize.
Yeah, but keep in mind, I was following precedent.
Okay.
Because someone
else had already stopped.
What are you, a lemming?
The cones.
Well,
because the guy in front of you said it's
the
okay.
The guy disrespected the cones already.
That's how looting gets started.
Well,
if one guy takes a TV, it's okay for you to take a TV?
Well, maybe I should have taken a TV.
Listen, if you need cones, hard hats or those little yellow flashing lights, go to the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page.
Please
do. Oh, yeah. You know, they have everything at Amazon. Yeah.
Seriously, a jungle out there. So when you think of shopping, think of Amazon. And when you think of Amazon, think MikeO'MaraShow.com. In fact, bookmark that sucker for all your shopping. Support the show. Shop Amazon at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Speaking of access roads.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it that today they named Amazon as the most respected name in all of retail?
It's true.
Beat out Coke. Beat out Budweiser.
Let's skip ahead to the last page of the news.
Oh, Buzz, I'm sorry.
No, I know how much you love it.
It's okay. No, this is worth mentioning anytime. A new study has named Amazon as the world's top brand name. Study says Amazon won both on its solid reputation and on having the best price versus value. The U.S. top 10 also included, after Amazon, Crest, Coca-Cola, Folgers, Bud Light, Walmart, Colgate, HP, and Dell?
No!
Yes.
They'll never get another dollar from me.
Apple didn't make the list.
Hey, Apple.
Because of its inflated prices.
Hey, I'm Apple.
Sure. Yeah.
You pay for
Apple.
That quality.
Do you want a Sharpie to cross that out of your newscast?
No, there's no need. No.
Well, and I hate to sort of...
Didn't Dell take back your computer?
Yes,
you know
I
what?
Did.
Didn't they make you a happy camper?
You know what? They did.
They're great
but
brands.
You know, no, because for 5 weeks they made me miserable and they sent me two computers. They sent me two computers that didn't work.
But Rob, I gotta tell you, it's sometimes it's just user error.
How is two CD drawers that don't open a user error?
You've got an Apple now, and you've been bitching about how you haven't been able to do what you want to do, and RG's been going over, and you guys have had cabbage.
I never said I couldn't do what I wanted to do.
Yes.
I just said I needed to learn. As a matter of fact, did I not come in here today singing the praises of a program that I figured out yesterday?
You did, in fact.
Wonderful. Something that Dell could not do.
That's very true.
Now, Dell is great for a refund, but if you want to skip the whole process of getting the refund, don't spend the money.
Well, they made the top 10.
Now, as well, before we get away from the top 10, you mentioned Crest.
Yes.
Will you do your Crest piece for me?
You know, I will, but I think they've changed it, and now I'm going to have to, as an adult, memorize all over again what I memorized as a kid.
Well, don't forget the classic one, which is the one I've always loved.
That used to be on all the television commercials for Crest toothpaste and was always on the box or on the tube itself, the following paragraph. Crest has been shown to be a decay preventive dentifrice, proven to be of significant value when used in a conscientiously applied program of oral hygiene and regular professional care. Signed, Council on Dental Therapeutics, American Dental Association.
Isn't that great?
Done. Wow.
Thank you.
You slide Nuke in there, and then you got $100.
And now they've changed it.
Well, you're not doing it right.
No.
So that's good. Crest is good. Dell gave me a refund, and the road is closed.
There you go.
Okay.
So there you go.
But you made it.
I did.
That's the bottom line.
Ahead of you. And remember, you don't need to outrun the tiger. You just need to outrun the guy behind you. Now, Buzz, you have our lead story, right?
We're going to talk about Charlie Sheen today and some other things.
Yeah.
Big news, big happenings, I think, about him. We wanted to take a minute to at least bounce this around. A new study says that when you're unemployed, taking a bad job is worse for your mental health than having no job at all. And I will say, speaking for myself, that when we got bounced out of CBS, there a couple of opportunities came along that I really wasn't excited about and ultimately didn't take because I didn't think I'd be happy there. And I really saw a chance with this newfound freedom to find happiness as well. And I think I've done it without having to take a job that I didn't like. Do you guys have a take on this study that says a bad job is worse for your brain than having no job?
We have discussed before the neighbor across the way that I call Gladys Kravitz, the one that likes to open the window and talk to me through the screen so you can't see them.
The one that stole your trash can.
Conceivably, could be. The one that I always think of as like the mother in Psycho because you only see the silhouette of the body in the window. Never see her move. About 4 minutes after I was fired and the news got across the street, the phone rang. And she said, "Rob, this is Gladys. And very sorry to hear," but you know, she's just stifling her joy. "Very sorry to hear that you've been let go."
Yes.
And she does something to do with real estate. I don't think she's an agent, but she has something to do with
a broker, maybe?
Maybe a broker.
Okay.
And she said, "You know, you have something of a good reputation in the neighborhood and among the people that we know.
Wow.
How would you like a job in real estate. And really, I hadn't even settled into my chair from sitting down from the news that I'd been fired from CBS.
So were you excited?
Oscar, I was not. As a matter of fact, I sat down and I kind of replayed the call to Carrie. Yeah. I said, this is what this lady just said. All she says, well, that was nice. I said, no, it's not nice. Well, because
well, no, actually, I actually disagree with you. I would say I would say that she paid you a compliment and said, maybe you'd be really great at what I do. And maybe you'd actually be, this would be, because first of all, Rob, no one realizes who what you're really all about.
Right.
And the many talents you may have.
This is by design.
Only you know you.
And only you know you. Okay. So the first time, or anybody, I've had friends in my life that have lost jobs that it's kind of been out of their control or maybe not the right fit. The first thing you think of, especially as a neighbor or a friend, is how can I help you? Who do I know that's hiring? What can I do?
But the thing that I got from the call is, first of all, I would have liked if she had given me a day. Because I was still dealing with it.
Yeah, it's just a little fresh.
But but that's not the main problem. The main problem with me is she let off kind of implying that because I have a certain amount of notoriety from what I do and what I've done, that she could use me in that way. Yes. And I told her, I said, I know nothing about that business. She says, that doesn't make any difference.
But you, what you are underestimating is your social capital. Is what you're underestimating.
Now explain to me what social capital is.
Your social capital, it's really, people talk about this all the time. Sometimes you have friendships and then sometimes you have business relationships that are friendships.
Right.
So that's your social capital.
Kind of like you and me.
Yes. I mean, that's just reality. We don't go over each other's
houses.
We
don't socialize. Yeah. We enjoy each other very much.
So everybody says the new...
Stop it.
The new... That's a new buzz term is social capital. How you foster that social capital, whether it's business we do now or business we do later, that you have, you maintain, just like you maintain a relationship.
Social capital is the money-making potential of your popularity.
Of your network.
Okay.
Of your personal social network.
Now, I do have a good social network.
And her whole infinite wisdom stuck in her in the crow's nest of her home. She clearly has seen you network and who you know and your popularity. So she realized, and I will tell you, there is something to be said. If you said to me, hey, Oscar, I'm getting in the real estate business, I'd come to you first.
Right. But the body, I think Rob's point is the body was not cold yet.
That was, it was two things there. Yeah. But also, I know that as far as what I've dealt with, my limited experience with real estate, we've rented twice, we've sold, we were in on the selling of the family house, and Carrie and I bought the house.
You're not going to look good in a gold jacket.
I don't look good in a gold anything. I don't like the business.
If it's not your business, it's not your business.
Right, and, you know, I like sales as far as selling things. Like, I enjoy eBay as a hobby, and I used to work.
You
can't pressure people.
You don't like is closing the sale.
Right.
That's the bottom line. With eBay, and they make it easy, and there's a reason why they have it, is because you can say yes or no or set a reserve.
Right.
That's the bottom line. There's no personal interaction.
Right.
But
right.
having thought back on it and knowing we were going to discuss this today, I revisited it in my head. I think I could be making a great living in real estate.
You absolutely could.
And I would be miserable.
Now, back when I wasn't ready to give up in radio and I found myself unemployed for 7 painful months, and painful because you really take it personally. If this is what you do for a living and you can't get hired, well, you start to take it personally. And it really, you get very depressed about that. So I started thinking, well, gee, what else could I do? What do I do? Do I work at Tower Records, which was still open at the time?
Sure.
Do I work? It's a good thing I didn't take that gig.
See, a lot of people don't know this, but people used to be able to buy music in a store.
It's true. Yeah. Radio Shack. What do I know? What can I do? What else am I qualified? Have you guys? I mean, you have a regular job in addition to this, but have you ever thought about if you couldn't do radio at all anymore, or you couldn't do this? What would you do,
guys? I think to the point of this story, and this study is that there are people listening right now that. Probably they may not have a job, or they may have just been laid off. I mean, stories like this are
you got to put food on the table.
They're all over the place.
Right.
So it all depends where you are in your life.
Mm-hmm.
On my end, I had gotten fired for the first time in 2005, and I was 26 years old. And we talked about in one of the bonus shows how the poorest you've ever been, ever been.
Yeah, go get that one.
That experience in myself set me up for really. And I'm lucky as much of a body blow as it was growing up with that, I realized that this business that we're in right now that you guys were fortunate enough to have an amazing run in is not steady.
Oh, and it's not.
It never was.
And it's not stable.
Worse now.
How many guys you know that had worked at a station for 10 years? How many guys?
Almost
you know
none.
Almost
up
none.
To that
I am
point,
the absolute exception the to the
exactly.
rule. I was fired once from college radio, and then the next time I was fired,
yes.
I was hired by WJFK in 1993 and let go, 17 years later?
Yeah.
17 years? That's unheard of.
18 for me.
So what I knew in my end, I'm just giving you my approach here. Mm-hmm. What I knew in my end from the get-go, especially after that experience, is that I had to keep all my options open from day one.
You got to pay the
bills. Because at the end of the day, I never wanted to be in that situation again.
Mm-hmm.
Where if this job, which is a luxury, let's be honest,
it is,
does not work, and the odds are they're not on your side,
right.
Because how many stations just personally did I get transferred from? Did we get fired from?
Right.
Did we get moved from? It just wasn't stable. So every time I was able to meet someone or network with someone, I always thought to myself, could I work at that company?
Mm-hmm.
Could I do something like that? Not because I didn't care or wasn't passionate about radio. Some people question the fact where they have the ideology of if you're all in, you're in. If you're not, you're not. No. My ideology is that you have to cover all your bases.
Yeah, and that's very real.
Got to pay the bills. Got to put food on the table.
I will say from your end, or if you're someone listening right now that has had the same job for 15 mm-hmm. to 20 years, and really you don't know what your next step may be, it's really about your options
mm-hmm.
and what kind of resources you have to find those options. Is it intimidating? Absolutely.
Scary.
Everybody says this transition that I made from job to job to job to enterprise has been easy. And you know what? If I made it look easy, thank you so much.
But it speaks well of you, Oscar.
Yeah,
it really does.
It does. But it's just like we make this show sound easy. It's because we're prepared for it. In my eyes,
except for today.
Well, in my eyes, as soon as the station in Los Angeles started changing,
right.
I said, this is it.
Writing on
There's
the wall.
A 50-50 chance that this wave across the country of these talk stations going to sports stations is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. That
and
was the tornado that brought on the tsunami.
Yeah, and then right there's on. A 25% chance that I'm going to stick around because I'm not a sports guy.
Mm-hmm.
So let me do the math here. Let me start looking for the next opportunity
right.
that's going to be there. Mm-hmm. That being said, I was kind of ahead of the game because
mm-hmm.
as soon as I was done, they offered me a different position. I realized that wasn't the right fit where
right.
I say that's not a job you might not be happy at.
Right.
But I had the luxury to say I may have another opportunity somewhere else, which
yeah.
ended up being Earthwalk. But take that into account that if you are in a position where you've got a family and you've got to put food on the table,
mm-hmm.
you may be unhappy, but you may not have a choice.
Many people just
true.
Glad to have a job.
And
right
Oscar,
now.
I think that is something that really almost is a polarity between us. You are such a realist and I am so hopeful. I really was. I was hopeful until the very end, to the point even after the format flip, I asked, is there anything there for me? Because I was hopeful to keep it up.
Sure.
In retrospect, I'm glad there wasn't. Because
I think you're better
absolutely,
off.
Absolutely. We are all better off mm-hmm. sitting where we're sitting right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Sleeping where we're sleeping right now, Mike. But I will say that when we sat here, and if you're listening right now, there was a big dysfunctional family broadcast we did where all
right.
the shows at the station we used to work at a mm-hmm. couple years ago were basically broadcasting for 24/7.
Right.
And
6 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Yes.
It was a 13-hour broadcast.
And I had planned a trip to go to Scottsdale, Arizona, which probably may or may not be a good idea, but I'd done it months in advance.
Because
at that
this.
Point, I was making dog-ass money, mm-hmm. and I had to get the best rate.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember sitting there, mm-hmm. and when it was brought up to me that we were doing this dysfunctional family broadcast, which was kind of a last-minute thing, I went to the PD and I said, look, I've already bought this ticket. I can stay till X hour,
uh-huh.
and then I got to go.
Right.
And so people know it was the bulk of the broadcast.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would say...
like 3 p.m., right?
Yeah, I would say 75%.
Yeah,
75%
at least,
of the broadcast.
At least.
And I got into it with Mike, and I got into Chad Dukes, the guy I do Big mm-hmm. O and Dukes with, my partner then.
Right.
And I remember him going off on me, and
I remember yelling back at him.
I said, do you think this even matters, us broadcasting for 13 hours? This is going to change regardless if we're here or not. It's
yeah.
not going to do anything. Yeah. They've already made their decisions. And I remember saying that in a rage.
Yeah.
And then I remember afterwards, we had made amends because he laid into me that I didn't care. I wasn't trying to save. I just wanted to go to Scottsdale and pop bottles.
And it was really too late.
I talked to him. I said, are you kidding me? This isn't 1946 where the wave is just all of a sudden going to turn.
Right.
These decisions have been made and they are on their way, bro.
Right.
Yeah. I believe it was the first time it was mentioned out loud on air.
Yeah. Nobody really wanted
It was a little bit of a striking moment. Oscar.
It was.
Nobody really wanted to say that.
It wasn't because I'm a pessimist. Yeah. I am an optimist. I want stuff to happen.
You're a realist. But, a proactive realist.
Yeah, but I just said to him, and I remember talking to him off the air. Mm-hmm. I said, look, I was like, I want this to survive as well. And God willing, it will be.
Yeah.
But us broadcasting for 13 hours with the whole family here is riveting and it's great.
Not going to save the industry.
But it's not going to save the industry. KSLX in Los Angeles, a Heritage Talk station, mm-hmm. has died.
Yeah.
And at that time, Chicago had just flipped,
right.
which was a Heritage Talk station. The wave was coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the tsunami warning was out there. We just weren't watching.
All right, settle down.
Sorry.
Now, Oscar, Buzz had asked us if we weren't doing this, what we would do.
Yeah, what do you think
and
you would
I
do?
Just, I mean, I've given it some thought. I think I'd be a shepherd. If they're hiring.
No,
right?
Rob, be honest.
Yes?
You would be between jobs looking for the right opportunity.
But
true
if the
or untrue?
This is, I would always be looking for
yes.
it. And, well, of course, my shirt wouldn't touch my back as I was on my way to Iowa.
You'd be doing something in the business
That would
of
be
show.
The right opportunity.
I would be running west.
Yes.
But if that Living didn't exist, I probably would do something that involved writing.
Yes.
If broadcasting was not part of it, mm-hmm. writing would probably
And yourself, Buzz?
You know, I still, to this day, don't know. I mean, if this is what I know. This is what I
okay.
do.
Yeah,
so if
fair.
It isn't something related to this, related to show business in some way, I'd find what I could.
No heavy lifting. Mm-hmm. All right, stick around, folks.
Charlie Sheen might get his job back.
At least
yeah, oh,
honest.
That's true. And we will discuss that when we return.
I love it.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Worst song ever.
What is this?
What's this chick's name again?
On the Mike O'Mara Show. I will tell you after you tell us who is bringing us this song, Buzz.
You've got a deal. Yeah. The lucky sponsor in this case is Dr. Bruce Friedman.
Hey.
Right now, Dr. Friedman is offering breast augmentation for just $49.90. That's a savings of over $1,000. Cup sizes on for dollars off. What's not to like? Have somebody you know call Dr. Friedman's office today. You'll find his number by clicking his ad on our website. He does men's pecs, too.
Does he?
They wanted me to mention that.
Excellent.
Well, you know, I have a birthday coming up.
Yes, you do.
You want new pecs?
Can I get him in here to do Botox on my forehead?
Yeah, we can work that out.
Now, have you done your forehead before?
No.
Or did you do your mouth?
No.
Oscar, I don't see any wrinkles on your forehead.
No,
man.
I want
of
it.
Of course not.
I want it.
And this is what we want to keep. All right, the song. Let's have just a musical interlude.
Yeah, we gotta listen to this.
And if you're on the Ustream, please look at Oscar's forehead. The song is called Friday.
Supposed to
and
do
it's
that.
By a chick called Rebecca Black.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not a bad singer, okay? But it has the most stupid
this is
lyrics.
Rebecca Black?
This has the worst lyrics you've ever heard. You've seen her
it's
online?
A stupid, stupid
no,
song.
I've seen everybody posting about her.
Mm-hmm. This is the song. And what happened is she went into a service and they provided her with two songs to choose from by professional songwriters.
Yes.
And this is the one she chose. And it's horrible.
Horrible song.
And
stupid
let me take
lyrics.
It from the front just so you can hear a few of the
lyrics.
Is this
a smash and I'm just out of the loop?
It is not on the charts, but it is hot, hot, hot
much,
on the internet.
Much talked about.
Yeah. Simon Cowell calls it a hairdryer song. It's the kind of song that a kid will sing into a hairdryer as they're getting ready to go out on a weekend.
Well, that's pretty popular.
Yeah, it's very catchy. Just listen to a taste of the lyrics.
7 a.m. waking up in the morning. Gotta be fresh, gotta go downstairs. Gotta have my bowl, gotta have cereal. Seeing everything, the time is going. Ticking on and on, everybody's rushing. Gotta get down to the bus.
I call this stream of barely consciousness.
I think it's kind of hot.
Well, it's very catchy. She is not that hot. That's one of the problems. If she had maybe...
Do you remember when your girlfriend was in high school and she had to do all this?
If she had taken a trip...
I don't.
It's Friday!
Hey, I'm all in. I love this show.
Okay, well, maybe you would like it better if you
heard... iTunes? I'll buy it right now.
I'll send it to you, Oscar. Don't give her any
money. Pay for this.
How about the acoustic version by Alex Carpenter?
Friday, oh.
Oscar, you're young and hip and down with the kids. Do you like the techno?
Yesterday was Thursday. Today, yeah, it's Friday.
Maybe you prefer sort of a bluegrass take.
Oh, God.
When is this going to die?
It is all over the net. I prefer, you know, everyone agrees on the next version, Buzz.
Yeah?
Even the boss.
It's Friday, gotta get down Friday, everybody.
Or maybe you want it a little dark. This would be good, like I'm in the Vampires.
It's Friday.
How many times can you sell a song to an artist? Or these are just
these
guys,
are covers. Oh, covers. Yeah, okay. That have got
covers.
It. Or maybe you want it like punk.
I'm an idiot. No, no. Can you go back to the techno
you
version?
You like the techno one.
I think the techno
one.
Version
That's
is going to be the
but
smash.
But isn't it amazing? Rob's found at least 8 variations on this.
Yeah.
Listen to that beat.
Or lack thereof.
Oh, I'm all in. Can I have this when you're done?
Yes, of course. Every version.
Throw it in the old
So that beamer. Is Rebecca Black, and that's what's going on in the world of underground music.
Wow.
And she
Let's
is very
keep it underground,
hated.
Shall we?
I love it.
Very good-looking dame, so maybe she could go see Dr. Friedman. And it's great because you either love the song or you sent her threats that you wish she had an eating disorder, which she has gotten as well.
Oh, she has gotten threats.
One more
You know who else is thick? Ooh. And I actually feel bad for her, but I always just slander.
Yeah.
There is... she's actually a pretty, I think she might have won a Grammy.
Who?
Adele?
Oh, great album. But
right?
Actually, her second album's out and they're both great.
But her headshots are always just her face.
And
then I wondered why just her face. And then I looked her up and I realized why.
She's hefty, is she?
She looks like Rob with a wig.
Sturdy woman. Hey, so she's good looking.
No, very I'm just attractive. Saying.
Rob had Adele, but he sent it back.
Hey, I got a full refund.
Last well, she might have won a Grammy, but very, 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 very talented.
Before
obviously.
We close the book on Rebecca Black, this is the meanest There's thing that she's book? Read about herself. Yeah, it's a pamphlet, really, about what she's read about herself online, because you know what she is? Internet sensation.
Mm-hmm. What's the meanest thing you've read that maybe hurt you the most?
I hope you cut yourself, and I hope you get an eating disorder so you'll look pretty, and I hope you go cut and die.
I say that
Have you
too.
Cried at all throughout all of this, or are you just strong?
When I first saw all these nasty comments, I did cry.
Yeah.
How old is this girl?
I don't know, 16, I think?
Oh, well, that's just a shame.
Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
But I have to say that, you know, if you put yourself out there,
You
got to be prepared.
Exactly.
It is. So that's the deal with Rebecca Black. And how about that?
Ask the UCLA girl.
I don't know who I'm more upset at, the UCLA girl or her.
Yeah. Well,
though her music is great.
That'd be a great duet. It really would.
A lot of Charlie Chan.
Now, what about Charlie Sheen? Where are we at with that, Buzz?
Speaking of Charlie's, it looks like, because the show, as we've talked about before, makes this incredible amount of money for CBS, Les Moonves, the head guy at CBS Television, has had a little chat with Warner Brothers.
Yes.
And is apparently also trying to talk to Charlie Sheen about getting him to come back to 2.5 Men. Now, realize that while all this is going on, Charlie has actually had a meeting with Fox. He made an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel last night. We'll be hearing that a little later.
Wild. Very, very crazy.
I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah.
But so he's flirting with the other networks. CBS knows is addicted to the money that they get from 2.5 Men.
You know our motto more money and less Moonves.
That's right. And they're looking for a way to try to get Charlie Sheen and Chuck Lorre, genius, to work together.
You know, I when I first heard the story, I think it was late last night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I heard Howard Stern talking about it on my way in today.
Right.
He's still on the air.
sort of.
And he said that he's obviously had personal interaction with Les Moonves.
Mm-hmm.
And as we well know, it's well documented, he left CBS for Sirius Satellite Radio.
Right.
And then CBS sued him because they thought that he was somehow responsible for the woes that CBS was having after he left.
Right.
Okay. And he said it was funny because after this last round of negotiations to whether he was going to stay at terrestrial or stay at satellite, go to terrestrial, just retire altogether, he said that what he knows about CBS and what he knows about Les Moonves, it's all about the bottom line and how much money it's going to make.
And remember, Charlie's suing CBS for $100 million.
And I'm paraphrasing here, but he says that, you know, Les called him up and said, would you think about coming back and working for the whole family
and dropping the lawsuit?
Yeah, and this is the Howard interaction.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so when he called Howard,
and Howard Stern says, you guys sued me, and like we had to settle out of court, and like this is just, he goes, yeah, but you know, forget this lawsuit because it's business, because they know that he'd be a huge draw on terrestrial.
I truly wish Mike was here because that voice really needs to be.
How would you like to come back and work for the old family?
And somebody to talk about.
Now, I know
May.
I'm not Mike O'Mara. I'm only approximating what
he would
do.
I couldn't even come close to that, so you did a great job. But let me tell you that when if he's got that type of track record, that's the type of man that realizes that they probably look for replacements for him. They realize that if they're going to cash in, it's time to cash in now, recoup some of the money they probably lost.
Right.
So why not bring him back? You would watch what I watch?
Well, we talked.
I would watch.
Yeah, of course,
when all
America
this stuff
would
was breaking and sizzling hot a couple weeks ago, I think two things that we agreed on as a group in this room. We agreed that if something doesn't happen drastic, Sheen is going to end up on a slab.
Very true.
Well, I think if they get him back
he's
on the show, that is something
drastic. Oh, 100%.
But also, I think we agreed that if CBS figured out a way to save the money, they'd have him back in a heartbeat. And
absolutely.
I seem to think we all agreed on that.
I have two,
and that's what's playing out in front of us right now.
I have two problems with hearing this. America would tune in for the curiosity factor, if nothing else. I think unless Charlie gets help, he's going to be on a slab either way. But here were my two gut reactions to the story. First of all, this show has been on for 8 years.
Yeah.
They've done all the jokes. The half man has grown up. It's time to move on. I think Chuck Lorre's a genius. I think he puts nothing but hit shows on television, and I think he can continue to do so. But I think we're done with the show. And the other thing is, I hate to see Charlie rewarded for this behavior.
Yeah, that's true.
That disturbs me.
Now, don't you? But that is it a reward for him if the reason he gets back on is because CBS gets him to drop the lawsuit and they make money off him? Now, granted, he's getting paid for his job.
Everybody
but
wins.
Are you rewarding
how
him?
How many millions was he getting? He was getting paid two. Now he
two,
wants three.
$2.5 million.
Guys,
now he's looking at
that,
three.
Those type of dollars and that type of stratosphere is a whole different animal.
It really is.
You know, either you're making it or you're making it on the back end. CBS would rather get a product out of it, clearly. And on a business end, it's smart. On a moral end, it's not. But no one said, you know, business had to be moral.
And one other thing, and this is...
I had a good moral compass.
On the Today Show this morning, they had one of their go-to guys, Steve Dubato. He is a media analyst. Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, CBS talking to Sheen and having him back, everyone's talking about it, but it's coming from secure sources within the Sheen camp and I think Radar Online.
Okay.
You're not getting this from Reuters. You're not getting this from NBC. These are, you know, these sources are a little sketchy at best. Here's what this media analyst said regarding it as to whether or not he believes this is even up in the area.
Look, anything can happen, particularly if you're looking for that money and you don't think that because you've tested other people to replace Charlie Sheen, you say, hey, it may not work. But I've got to tell you, I've never seen a situation in media, in show business, where such horrific things were said about your employer so quickly. I mean, you know, just a short time ago, out of control, consistently. What do you say? Nah, never mind, we didn't mean it. They better have tested a lot of people, and they better be ready for a very negative, in my view, public reaction to do this.
You don't. What doesn't change your mind is the argument that, hey, the numbers for this broadcast have actually gone up since all this craziness started?
The numbers have gone up because he's a nut job. What I mean by that is it's a freak show. They're looking at Charlie Sheen in the past. They're looking at reruns of this show. I don't believe Charlie Sheen, as he is today, as he presents himself today, as he looks today, as he is today, is the same character, and I don't believe it sells in the way that it did before, which made that kind of money. He's a freak show now. That's not what I believe they're looking for on a weekly sitcom on a network.
Oscar, your reaction?
I think he's jealous.
Yeah.
I think he's jealous, and I think that he wants to play... that he's the moral compass that he has. He's got the right pulse in America. No one cares.
Yeah.
No one cares.
Now, I do agree with that. I do agree that no one cares.
And he's jealous because, guys, we all have worked with people that are crazy and go nuts.
And
everybody gives them a pass to a different degree because they're creative.
Right.
And that's
right.
Who they are, and they bring money into the business.
Lots of
that doesn't just happen in radio, by the way. It happens in corporate America.
Yeah.
It happens with everybody. Everybody has their own situation where somebody may be off, but you know what?
They're making money.
They make money for the company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, you brought up about how all the jokes have been done.
Right.
And it has.
Yeah.
And I stand by the fact that I said this. Guess what, folks? It might be the best sitcom on TV, but it's not a very good sitcom.
No.
And so, what you know, the thing is here is if they add one more year, it would be an eighth year that they would
ninth.
Add?
A ninth. It would be a ninth year.
That's a lot more money in it. That gives it a lot more cachet when it goes syndicated again.
By the way, I disagree. I think it was a good sitcom. I think it's burned out now, and I think it's time for it to go away. I thought this was the perfect opportunity for that.
But that's your opinion. Yeah, what about everybody that works from craft services to his co-stars that are still looking? They may never get another gig again. They're not Charlie Sheen.
I know, but the shows get canceled. I mean, this happens.
Yeah, but this show, no other show that I know of in the history of television had a total meltdown like this.
Right.
And it's waiting for a looking audience, a type of audience that will come back. Mm-hmm. I would watch Two and a Half Men when I was at the gym once in a while.
Right.
But now I'm going to sit down with Kara and we're going to turn on the TV and watch with our pants off.
Of course.
Because I want to see what happens.
Exactly.
Now, hold it.
Exactly.
You're right. You're going to have your pants on at the gym, though.
Yes.
Please.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Sometimes.
As a courtesy,
clearly.
Oscar.
So let me ask you guys. Yes. So he's going to get, if this all works out, it's one more year.
Right.
Is that right?
Well,
two, I think.
I don't know.
The deal would continue the rest of the season, I assume, and then it comes back for the last year.
And also, I think one of the more entertaining things is, if we can believe these sources,
yes.
Les Moonves is saying, step aside, Chuck. I'll take care of
this. Yes, that's exactly what he's saying.
Go work on other, make me a new show.
Yes.
I'll do this show. This is a good show. And it's just funny to think that with what Sheen has said, that Les Moonves wants this so bad, if we can believe this, that he's going to step in and fix things with Sheen.
Yes.
So that's wild.
Be interesting.
Here's my question.
All right.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? I'm curious from each one of you. Mm-hmm. If the show comes back with him,
right?
Do these last 2 years, year, however long it is, does it do better, worse, or does it just kind of stay stagnant from the last couple of years as far as ratings go?
21 episodes in a season now, Buzz? How many?
It depends on the network and the series.
Okay,
but
let's say 20 episodes in the season coming back, just for fun.
Right.
I say it sizzles for 6, it flounders for 3, and it's less for the duration of the season. That would be my prediction.
It could happen. America's very habitual, though.
I would say it wins all the way around.
Yeah. Really?
There are so many more people that know about the show that never knew about it. Never knew about it. The reruns. The reruns alone are killing.
Channel 50 is the winner here.
Are killing new shows. Are killing new shows on the air.
The winner here is Channel 50
here
because they already paid a key price for it. So, well, it remains to be seen.
Yeah, that's kind of fun to watch.
Lots of fun audio of Sheen coming up in the audio vault, including his surprise walk-on Kimmel last night.
I don't agree with him being an addict and getting rewarded, but you know what?
He's going to win either way.
F it. Yeah, take your money, bro.
All right, stick around, folks. We're coming back with much more of the Mike O'Mara Show. And my full-on lip-on-lip kiss with Oscar after this. So bad and pretty. Kidding, of course, Oscar.
That's gross.
I saw you getting out the chapstick.
Are you kidding?
I am. This portion is the Audio Vault, and it comes to you through the courtesy of...
My Vacation Experts, the vacation service that's not only free, it can save you money and time. Just tell My Vacation Experts where you'd like to go, and they'll tell dozens of travel professionals who then compete for your business. Let My Vacation Experts do the research. Just click their ad at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Thank ye. And, you know, Martin Sheen did issue a statement, a written statement. He did not speak it.
True.
He says that he thinks his son is emotionally crippled. Now, since I had no audio of that, I went to Apocalypse Now. I think it meant something like
because
this.
Sheen says he was emotionally crippled and under the influence when he filmed the opening scene of Apocalypse Now.
So here's this clip.
Every minute I stay in this room, I get weaker. And every minute Charlie squats in the bush, he gets stronger.
So I just... when we need a clip from Martin Sheen, I'm going to go to that one if everyone's cool with it.
I will address this. And I know that God is going to lay me with a hellraiser or just a little girl that drives me up the wall.
Because he's a loving guy.
Yes. And I probably have earned that when I have a child that will not be easy.
Buzz, love is patient, love is kind.
But I will say that how many of these Hollywood parents never take responsibility? They never take responsibility for...
Do you think that's the case? You might be right. Do you think that's
100%,
the case here?
100%. Yeah. 100%. I know kids that grew up with a silver spoon that are a mess now.
Yeah.
And their parents don't take responsibility.
Well, the thing about Sheen is I think he is concerned. I really do.
Martin.
Yeah, Martin.
Yeah, if he was concerned, he'd go in there with a bunch of my people and take him down to Mexico and lock him up in a vault. He's got enough money to do so.
Can he do it?
I'm sure you could figure it out.
He's surrounded by warlocks,
you know. If I can
hack
my mom's social security system and get her a credit card rating from Fred and
call the rest of the Estevez family.
Maybe Martin Sheen's plan is to make himself look concerned without actually having
maybe
to do
that's
something.
It.
True.
Could be.
Because they're strange, correct?
I think especially
right
now.
Yeah.
Last night, the reason I said that I was going to kiss Oscar was not to get all the ladies excited, Buzz. It was because last
I
night...
I am not gay!
Like that at work.
Understood. last night, great booking on the Jimmy Kimmel radio, television program. He had Mark Cuban.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark Cuban is a dynamic guy no matter what. And Mark Cuban is a friend of Charlie Sheen. Unexpected to everyone, during the Cuban interview, Sheen walks out. You'll hear this here, but what you don't hear is that he goes up to Kimmel and kisses him on the lips.
No.
Here is clip number one from Jimmy Kimmel last night.
I know you, I heard anyway, I don't know that you've been talking to Charlie Sheen.
Yep.
What kind of a venture are you discussing with Charlie?
A lot of different things. Charlie's a smart guy. He doesn't.
Charlie is a very smart guy.
He doesn't get near the credit that he deserves for being smart.
Cuban guy.
And the crowd goes wild.
Yeah, sure, of course.
How you doing? How you doing? How you doing?
That's the band.
That's the only one in the world.
Hey, you should borrow the band for the talk show that you're doing. I mean, it's always better with a band.
Pack it up right now, damn it. No, I can't stay.
Sorry.
Yeah,
across the hall filming a special.
Exactly. So he shows up. He comes out. Cuban takes a seat down. It really is like Bob Hope walking onto the Carson show.
Right.
And he's got two shopping bags when he comes out. So that's what Sheen now starts.
What did he have in the shopping bags?
He starts handing out what he calls Sheen swag.
Silence. I have a show to write, damn it. Dude, you forgot your merchandise at my house today.
Again? You were over the house?
Yes, look at these things.
Oh, my God.
Look at this.
What does your wife think about
shameless
you being
plug
over at the house?
Shameless plugs here.
Oh, you got your T-shirt?
But Charlie, no. You know the rule. If you don't bring enough for everybody,
I brought plenty.
So he starts throwing it out like a T-shirt cannon.
Tiger Blood T-shirts.
Charlie Sheen has become a 90s radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Where they do street hits and they do appearances.
Yeah,
and they
exactly.
Try to get
he
the
walks
mic flag on
TV. Yeah.
And CBS has seen how his ticket sales are going. Incredible for these live shows.
He sold out two. He sold it twice at Radio City.
They see the crowd go wild when he walks onto the Kimmel show. They want him back.
Yeah. I agree.
He
has a special piece of Sheen swag for Jimmy Kimmel. And he doesn't explain why. And I got a good look at it. It is a coffee mug that he's taped pictures of foxes too. Obviously he googled the word fox, printed it out on a color printer, sloppily cut it out with scissors, and just taped it to a mug.
Let me have a look at one of those, Charlie. Let me just hold it up.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Here. What is this?
I'm keeping this one.
Oh, this is a...
I'm keeping this one.
Oh, that's cute. This one makes a statement, and it's adorable too.
How about that?
Tiger's blood in me. See, now this is something I would invest in.
Yeah, it's a T-shirt. Yeah, hands in first.
Yes,
how's
indeed.
Everything? You getting enough sleep? Everything all right?
Your lips are very moist.
Hey, baby.
I brought you a gift. I brought you a very
you
special
did?
Gift.
What
yes.
is the gift?
It's a mug.
All right. And
it's got a fox on it.
It's got a fox. Why the fox?
Yes.
Are you moving away from the tiger?
I'll let you figure it out, my man.
All right.
Yes,
I'm going to try
fox
to figure
network.
It out.
That's what I think.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he stalked the fox.
And then he gets up and he walks off. Total length of the appearance, about 3.5 minutes.
That's about perfect.
And they did
I'll
not
be
play
YouTubing
him out
that later on today. Or on Michael Mara
Show. Yeah,
I think Huffington Post has the link, so you can find it there.
We'll put it on our website.
All right, enough Sheen for now. Now, do you know, have you ever flown Qantas Airlines?
No, but it used to be the safest airline in the world, correct?
I think it still
is. Never crashed.
Yeah, according,
they've had problems, but they've never crashed.
I get most of my statistics from Rain Man, and according to that movie, it has never crashed.
Still.
The safety video they have is hosted by John Travolta.
Wow.
And I have a clip of it here. See if you can figure out why the staff at Qantas hates this video.
Okay?
This is your captain speaking. Well, maybe not today, but I can guarantee that the guys in the flight deck and the greater team care just as much about aircraft safety as I do. I've been flying for over 40 years as a pilot, and I can tell you there's no one I'd rather have at the controls than a Qantas pilot. So before we take off to the skies, please pay attention while the team runs through a few important safety points.
Why do you think it makes them mad?
The guys.
No, it's
No.
They think being referred to as a team is tacky.
Really?
They want to be referred to as a crew.
That's a cultural anomaly.
I do too. And I think, you know what? I hate the safety video. And
John Travolta happens to be American.
Well, he does.
That's right.
Yeah. And I love John
Travolta. And Qantas is what type of airline?
Australian.
Thank you.
That's right.
Travolta is top on my wife's list.
Really?
Of celebrities.
Really? Wow. With or without the wig?
She wants a pass.
She likes him at any stage of his career.
The Vincent Barbarino stage?
Yes.
The Pulp Fiction
yes.
stage?
Yeah. The,
what is it? The Look Who's Talking stage?
She loves him. Oh, loves wow. him.
I like him as an actor and as an entertainer, and I would be very pleased to see him on my video.
Better than the randos they usually have on there.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
that's
now,
like from 1980.
Would you take world global advice from John Lovitz?
Yes.
I
yes,
know
I
you
would,
would but yes. in all seriousness, that's what I think of when I see that Victoria Jackson from Saturday Night Live has been on the news cycle. And first of all, she still has that crazy Victoria Jackson uh-huh. voice. And she's gone nuts with her outlook. Now, I don't fault her for having an opinion, but she is very outspoken, and I'm not sure a comic should be doing
Which
this.
One's Victoria Jackson?
You'll know her when you hear the voice.
Years ago on Saturday Night Live, and the first time I saw her, I wanted to sully her in some way.
She's really, she was really cute.
She was very fetching when I first saw her. She's, over the years, has gotten crazier and crazier, and
okay.
here's proof
okay,
of that.
Okay, here it is. This is her, I think this is her from CNN. It's from a real news outlet.
Okay,
yeah. I just want to know why the liberals are pro-Muslim and pro-gay. Muslims.
She also did a great Roseanne impression back
yes.
in the day
yes,
on
yeah,
Saturday.
Yeah,
and she would stand true. On her head and do news, which was
did
also
she
great.
Do that that movie with Roseanne where they went off to like some sex camp?
No.
Safe sex?
I don't
maybe
think
with
so.
Somebody else.
I don't think so.
Now I'm dreaming.
Yeah. All right. Buzz, we need you back for the show.
All right.
Let's take this from the top. Victoria Jackson.
I just want to know why the liberals are pro-Muslim and pro-gay. Muslims kill gays. That's what's confusing to me.
You are being accused of being homophobic.
That's a cute little buzzword of the liberal agenda. Basically, the Bible says homosexuality is a sin, but it has also gossip is listed in the same paragraph as an equal sin.
Now, granted, I don't, again,
oh
I don't
God.
Falter for having an opinion,
uh-huh.
but that voice.
Yeah.
I mean, really,
the
I would,
voice.
I would
yeah.
take that opinion with a lot more credibility uh-huh. if Lovitz did it as Master Thespian.
It's also, she's over her head. She's
yeah.
not even explaining.
Way, exactly.
Way,
way, way
over,
over it. Let's
yeah.
hear a little more of what she
yes,
has to
please.
Say.
And the reason the Bible tells us what is a sin is to point us to the Savior and show us we need one, Jesus Christ. I think there's a spiritual war in our country right now, Ephesians 6:12, and I want to encourage
wow.
people
wow.
who love the Word of God to stand up for what they believe in and not hide in church and preach to the choir.
That's what she's doing. But, yeah. you know, if you don't like to hear her talk, Buzz,
yeah.
isn't it always more pleasant in
bam,
a song?
Bam, bam, boo, la, loo, lee, la, loo, lee, la, lim, bam, boo, bam. Wait a minute. Did you hear that dimitude, even though they don't use the word, is in Obamacare? So the Muslims are exempt?
No.
Bam, bam, boodle,
la, 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 la,
I don't know. And if you want to see Victoria Jackson's most recent project, see her every Friday on This Week in America as she plays girl on This Week in America.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
No,
I'm kidding, of course.
I can't believe she's done that.
Yeah, she's crazy.
Girl is much more sensible.
She done lost her mind. Well, that is your magic audio vault.
Wow.
And that sort of changes my opinion of her and
that
the
was
whole
a good
Saturday
one.
Night Live
well,
thing.
What I've always been curious about is anybody that really knows the Bible,
yes.
whether it be the Old Testament or the New Testament.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mark mostly knows the Old.
I yes. love how people can reference certain. I'm always skeptical when people reference.
Yes.
Like certain passages.
Yes.
Because does anybody really know?
I have one passage memorized.
Oh, really?
I do. It is the second chapter of Luke.
Hold on.
And let's see. I'm going to have to get. Let me give. If I can get it started, I can do it.
Please. Uh-huh.
And there were in the same country shepherds, tending to the fields and abiding over their flocks by night, when the Spirit of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And
you used to write this on your
Christmas
cards.
Yeah, I did. And, you know
it's
what?
Beautiful poetry.
It is wonderful.
You used to write all that?
He did.
Until I was
he
smart
did.
Enough to
My
have
hand
it printed.
Would cramp up.
That's right. And by the way, that is from the Bible. Mark thinks it's from the science fiction network.
This is a very special episode of the Mike O'Mara Show.
It certainly is.
First, Rob, you just gave us the portion of the New Testament. You have that memorized. Yes. And Buzz has Crest commercials memorized.
Yeah, okay. I
Oscar,
I'm
it's
always
your
skeptical.
Turn.
All I have a poem.
And I know I probably messed a few words up,
I'll
but
save
that's
that
essentially
for tomorrow.
Okay. Tomorrow,
you know what? Yeah. I was hoping also this week, Buzz. Mm-hmm. I hate to bring this up out of context.
Oh my!
You never told us your joke. You said you had a joke that you were working on before you were hospitalized.
Oh, yes.
And you never told us your joke.
I totally forgot
I
about
think,
this.
I think the anesthesia made me...
No,
I,
this
really?
Was it was before the anesthesia.
That I was working
if,
on.
If you yeah. recall, we had an episode where everybody had to tell a joke, and
oh, I didn't
Mike
have
went
one,
to you first.
And I have one now.
And you
but
had
yeah,
one now.
Or maybe we'll get to that.
Well, I would hope Did, this week...
Maybe on the bonus hour
okay.
this week.
Maybe this week on the bonus hour, can we all tell a joke?
Absolutely.
I'd like that a lot.
Let's do that. That's a good start for it.
I can't believe you know that passage.
Well, you know what? If it was December and I had been writing it out, I'd know it a
Blow
lot
it
better. It's great. And also, if you want to bone up on it, just watch the Peanuts Christmas
special. It's Lucas, where he got it. Lucas 2?
No, it's Lucas with the lid off. That was Luke 2.
Okay, Luke
Lucas,
two.
Not really in the New Testament.
Not fallen yet. Catholic.
Yeah, what well, he's still falling. Stick around. We're going to come back with news with Buzz, and we will be right back. This is www.mikeomerashow.com. Welcome back. It's the Lucas Spiewak Show along with Buzz Burbank, Oscar Santana.
The only reason why I referenced in that last segment is because my girlfriend's father, when I go over and visit them, he's
yes.
like super, super yes. into, you know, G.O.D.
Right.
And he references passages all the time to me, and I almost want to take out the Bible
and check it
and
out.
Make sure that he knows what
right.
he's talking about, because well, I was like, there's no way this man knows all this.
He knows. He's down with G.O.D.
Yes, he's
You
down
know
with
me.
G-O-D.
All right. Can we have Buzz's music?
I apologize.
We will
you.
Kick it over with News with Buzz, which is a service of...
Hey, first of all, it's a service of Match.com, helping millions of singles for 15 years flirt, date, and fall in love. Match.com can help you find romance in your area, even your age, race, and religion. Whether you're straight or gay, click the ad on our website for a free trial. Go through MikeOmeraShow.com to get to Match.com. Please do that. And I wanted to say, apropos of absolutely nothing,
sure.
if you have the HBO and you used to be at any point a fan of Pee Wee Herman,
yeah.
Pee Wee's Playhouse, the Pee Wee Herman on Broadway special that's running on HBO now does not disappoint even for a second.
Really?
Yeah, the guy is just, the whole show it's is great top to bottom.
Yeah. My father has the exact opposite opinion.
Really?
I have it in my TiVo at home, my DVR. He says, don't even bother.
Oh my gosh. Well, let's
well,
get him on
I
the
have,
show for a
I've
debate.
Now I've got to watch it and then be the tiebreaker.
Oh, I'm glad I stirred that
well,
up.
Well, I'm glad that you brought it up because I was really looking forward to seeing it. Now, you know, I was going, I don't
want
to watch
on
it.
On demand if you want.
Yeah. So did President Obama overstep his authority by ordering U.S. planes to fire on the Libyan military? Wow. Both Republicans and Democrats are accusing the president of going too far on his own. Editorials today in both conservative and liberal newspapers have raised the same question. Quoting the Boston Globe, this isn't a technicality. It's in the Constitution. There was some advice, even if there wasn't consent. Obama notified congressional leaders on Friday of the operation and yesterday sent Congress a letter saying he has constitutional authority as commander-in-chief. But this contradicts what Obama himself told the Boston Globe in December of 2007 when he was just running for president. Quoting him back then, the president does not have power under the Constitution to unilaterally authorize a military attack in a situation that does not involve stopping an actual or imminent threat to the nation, end quote.
I sure would like to know what Victoria Jackson thinks about
this. Hey, guys.
Yeah?
Mike is calling me.
Oh, he's calling you now?
Yeah. Really? Yeah. He's probably take that call.
Put him on speaker. Let him know he's on there.
During the
Mike, hello? Mike, you are on speaker.
Hello?
Hello,
hi,
Mike.
Hey, you're on there.
I wanted to call like in the middle of Buzz's news because that's the most obnoxious time to call.
It's a tradition.
It's sort of taking a page from the Dennis Murphy handbook, isn't it?
It is exactly out of the Dennis Murphy handbook, and that's why I'm on vacation with Raymond Diaz, who tells me to call every effing day, and I'm not calling until we get this thing right down here, so get him out of my house and tell him that I'm on vacation.
I thought Raymond Diaz was supposed to be out of your house by now, if I'm not mistaken.
Rob, I would love to talk more, but Buzz is doing the news, and I have to go.
Okay, would you like to throw it to Buzz, Dennis?
I am going to the bathroom right now. For anybody that's interested, I am going to the bathroom. And yes, it's going to be number two.
Oh, excellent. That's good. What did you have for dinner last night?
Rob, I'm so glad you asked.
We're going to find out in a minute.
Chicken kebab.
Chicken kebab.
Wonderful.
and it's about time for me to come off my bowl right now.
Well, all best wishes, Mike.
All right, take care, fellas. I'll try to check in tomorrow if we get this thing fixed.
Okay. Gotcha. Thank you, Florida.
Okay.
Thanks, Mike. Take care.
Bye-bye. The call that will never happen.
It did sound echoey.
Yeah, it did. Well, he's not lying. No, he's in the bathroom.
No.
Reactor number 3 continues to be the big concern at the Fukushima nuclear power plant. From time to time, gray smoke pours out of the building, which has no roof and crumbling walls. Crews continue to spray it with water to try to keep the fuel pool cool. But sometimes the water boils away, sending steam into the air, steam that could be loaded with highly toxic plutonium. Experts...
How pleased were you when you wrote fuel pool cool?
I actually stole it, but I'm pleased I just said it correctly.
Yeah, I was pleased that I said it right.
Experts say radiation around the plant remains high and that the situation remains serious, even though there have been steady improvements over the past several days. Power has been returned to 4 of the 6 reactors.
Cool.
2 of the reactors are in cold shutdown, which means they are safe so long as they are not affected by reactor number 3. The debate continues about whether food contamination is an issue, but now officials are testing the water off the Pacific Ocean, or in the Pacific Ocean, where the Japanese fishing industry thrived and may still. Authorities here in Virginia yesterday released a prison inmate who served 27 years for crimes he did not commit. New DNA evidence says Haynesworth was not the rapist in at least 2 of the attacks for which he had been convicted.
So will he play for the Redskins this year?
This is Thomas Haynesworth.
I withdraw the remark.
A different man.
Management regrets the error.
And judge a man not by his last name, but the content of his character. Thomas Haynesworth, was sent to the grocery store by his mother back in 1984 when he was 18 years old. He never came home that day.
No. Wow.
Now, at the age of 46, he says he can finally pick up that bread and sweet potatoes for his mom.
Make sure he doesn't buy any milk from Tokyo.
White man, black man?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
Oscar, why does it matter?
Because if he would have said black, I would have said shocker.
You see?
And then,
how dare you?
And then we would have had to edit that out.
the
Federal Transit Authority.
No, well, the man was wrongly accused.
Exactly.
Right. Innocent.
Exactly.
Man was innocent.
The white man trying to hold the black man down.
Black man in America.
Yes.
Maybe it was a Bolivian man that held him down.
I'd be pissed as well.
The Federal Transit Authority is telling local transit services they can rip out some of the seats on their buses to accommodate the new fatter Americans.
Mm. Hi, how you doing, folks? It's your old buddy Rob.
The FTA... is raising its average weight per person from 150 pounds to 175 pounds, which is still well below the American male average of 195 pounds.
Wow, the average seat at the Warner Theater is for a person that weighs 4 pounds.
I know, that's olden days when they built that theater. Officials in suburban New York are trying to find the source of a list that was posted on Facebook. It's supposedly a list of 100 high school girls who've given it up for a boy at some point.
Wow.
The list is spreading virally via cell phones. Officials are calling the Westminster Slut List.
That's not the only thing that's spreading virally.
A reprehensible act of cyberbullying.
I think it's a fine idea.
And finally, there was a three-hour standoff between an armed man and a SWAT team in San Antonio, Texas on Sunday. A 37-year-old Ricardo Jones did not take it well when he learned that the price of a beefy crunch burrito at Taco Bell had jumped from 99 cents to $1.49.
That's a large increase in price.
Ricardo was so upset, he fired a BB gun at the manager. Fortunately, he missed. Unfortunately, he was armed with a real rifle by the time the cops surrounded him in his motel room. I'm pleased to report that it ended peacefully, but Ricardo is now looking at 40 years behind bars. Quoting the Bell manager, "They did used to be 99 cents, but that was just a promotion." I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
And thank you, everybody, for listening to this episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah. We got that tease from Mike O'Mara. Now,
are you
more pleased that he teased?
No, because he could have just called our Skype number from his phone, and we could have had him in the system.
You know what I feel right here in my heart of hearts and my ticker?
Yes.
Tomorrow we're going to get a heaping helping of O'Mara on this very show.
That was a tease.
So tune in and check it out.
And maybe Oscar's poem as well. Today's show is brought to you by Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. It's a jungle out there, so when you think of shopping, think Amazon. When you think of Amazon, think of us, MikeO'MaraShow.com. In fact, bookmark that sucker for all your shopping. Support the show. Shop Amazon at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
And when you hear 63 perfect minutes of broadcasting, I know it's tempting, but This program cannot be rebroadcast without written consent from from an authorized representative of MikeOMaraShow.com. Our website is wonderful and designed by PixelMeld.com. For advertising, call Mark at the Old Testament Hotline, 301-244-8773. For Oscar Santana, Buzz Burbank, Mark Ronick, and Mike O'Mara in absentia, this is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you.